your fourth meditation. How do you feel? How do you feel about yourself? Perhaps you feel really good, ready and excited to take on the day, like you could do anything you set your mind to. If so, that's great. Maybe you feel anxious and paralyzed by the impending day, full of the knowledge of the things you should do, but empty of motivation, confidence, self-worth. Sometimes we think anything we might want to do, someone else could do better. What's the point? Why bother? We all feel this way at one time or another. Whatever your answer was, that's how you feel. It's important to observe, and it's okay to feel that way. Now, to complement that deeply subjective feeling, here is an objective fact. There is no one quite like you. No one can do just what you do exactly how you do it. We have a tendency to identify completely with the molds the world hands us, such as doctor, business owner, musician, mother, athlete, and so on. And if we see others who are more successful than us in these roles, then we feel less valuable as people. But remember that we are not simple beings that are defined by one action. We are composed of an unfathomably rich network of experience, skill sets, personality traits, and genetic material. No one, not your boss, not your lifelong friend, not your twin sibling, is composed of the same stuff as you are. Take a second to appreciate that, your utter singularity. Inhale. Exhale. This uniqueness is of incalculable value because it means that you have something to contribute to the world that no one else can. The world wants it. So offer it up in abundance. Be generous with it, and be generous with yourself. Say kind words to yourself and regularly remind yourself of your unique value. Be careful with self-deprecating attitudes, even if they're jokes. It is very easy to internalize these jokes and so limit our potential. You are special. You are. Embrace the fact. Love it. And let yourself be all the things that make you who you are to the fullest. Keep it up. You're doing great. Have a wonderful day. This podcast was brought to you by Odium.